لا إله إلا الله سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى آتاه الله اليقين. الحمد لله that Allah سبحانه وتعالى send it to us and perfected his message by sending سيدنا محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام as the last prophet and the last messenger. And for every stage in the human being life, and every time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send a messenger, he clearly go right in and identify his mission. What is his scope? What is his job supposed to do? When it comes to Musa, radwanullahi alayhi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may commission him with the assignment of Bani Israel, not all Bani Israel, but Bani Israel in Egypt. That was his mission. For the Messiah, peace be upon him, his commission it was, Wa'istu, I haven't been sent but to the lost sheep of house of Israel. I haven't been sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That means his mission, it was for the people that they went stray in the house of Israel. That's his mission. But when it comes to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala identified his mission, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We haven't sent you but to be a mercy to the whole universe. Now we need to know what the word mercy here mean. When we read Surah Al-Fatiha, we start to sing Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Al-Rahman Ar-Rahim. What is the word Rahman mean? Rahman means the one who is capable to prevent harm and bring goodness. That's what the Rahman mean. What does the Rahman mean? So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sended Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam as an act of mercy to prevent the harm and to bring the goodness to the mankind. Now let us see what is Sayyidina Muhammad identified, how he identified his own mission. He said, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمْ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. So what is the bottom line of what you are doing in your life? What is it that you're supposed to be developing? How you will be evaluated by مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ, the ethics that it will be developed on you. And the ethics is the product of the interaction between the iman and your energy, which is in a form of action, what you do. But like you have a soul as a body, everything you do also is having a soul. And that soul is called the intention. And what make what you do is acceptable from Allah or not, or make it life or not, is the intention. What is your intention of doing what you are doing? So the intention, it means what motivates you to act. And we have two kind of intention. One, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala identified to us. And this is what we supposed to develop all our life. To discipline ourselves, to try to make it grow, to purify it, to perfect it till the last second of our life. And there is a bad intention. I'm not talking about deeds here, because bad deed, it wouldn't make any difference why you are doing it. I am talking about what it seems to be a good deed. And, or what it can benefit you and benefit others. But not everything you do and say is accepted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So going back, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said there are good ones, there is only one good, and there are bad ones. How we will know them? The good ones is very simple. Is when your intention purely is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regardless what is the price. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. There is no here, there is no period to think about what's in it for me, how much it's going to cost me, am I getting anything out of it or not? And that's called al-inqiyad. When you listen to Sayyidina Ibrahim Ridwanullahi alayhi, and we know Sayyidina Ibrahim Ridwanullahi alayhi, he is the representation of how to use the mind, how to use the human mind. After all what he went through, and he already believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it came to this point of the intention, what happened here is قال له ربه أسلم قال أسلمت لرب العالمين. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him submit, he said, I submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means there is no place to Ibrahim anymore. There is no place anymore what Ibrahim want. There is entity called Ibrahim, but this entity is working only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he demonstrated. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him to slaughter his son, what did he do? Did he say, let me think about it? Give me a time? He's still young. Linqiyat. Why? This is the intention that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to develop out of this life. And there are bad intentions. And what are those bad intentions? وَلَعَزُ بِاللَّهِ There are two categories. One, when you work for yourself, whatever good for me is right. Whatever bad for me is wrong. It doesn't make any difference what is lawful and what is not. What's in it for me? How much it's going to cost me? How it makes me look? And for these, walayazu billah, these are bad intentions. Another, walayazu billah, is when you act just to please people. Sometimes you hear people in interview and whatever, and you say, what would you like? Say, the people will love me, or love my performance, or love what I am doing, or whatever. So you are actually waiting the recognition and the acceptance of people, not the recognition and acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is the three of them, are the three of them doing something good? Yes, they do. One will be accepted and the other one will not. Is there any problem? Yes, there are major problems. What are the major problems? Number one, which is you need to know, most of the time you cannot distinguish. إلا من رحم ربي. You cannot separate. You cannot know what you are doing is to please yourself, or to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to please people. Most of the time it is extremely big challenge, and you cannot draw the line quickly. Very, very hard to draw the line. Excuse me, especially if it doesn't cost you anything, or it doesn't cost you harm. It's okay to go alone with a lot of things. But what you need to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the importance of that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using your intention as a criteria to evaluate your deed and evaluate you. إنما الأعمال بالنيات ولكل امرئ ما نوى. الأعمال, all the deeds, how it is evaluated? By the intention. And everyone will have his own, the consequence of his own intention. That is a very serious. That is very serious. One day I was given a khutbah here, and I said, for everything you do or say, there are 7 major steps of quality assurance they go through. And even after the step number 7, after the all the things, you passed the selfishness, you passed the wrongdoer, you passed, and the angel, they are so flattered and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Lord, ya Allah, can we write this as a good deed? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say yes or will say no. Why? And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say no, they ask, ya Allah, he passed this. 7 stages he passed. His deed been going from one heaven to another. Why? He said, you judge it by what you know. And I judge by what I know. No one knows what was in my servant heart when he did what he did except me and him. And that's between me and him to accept or to reject. That's how exclusive the evaluation it goes. How you are in really an inspection process to everything you do and say. And you have to pay a very, very close attention to it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given in the Holy Quran so many examples. One of them in Surah Al-Baqarah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم مثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله كمثل حبة أنبتت 7 سنابل في كل سنبلة 100 حبة والله يضاعف لمن يشاء والله واسع عليم. الله سبحانه وتعالى, He is promoting us to act in the good intention, to act, to work for Him. So he says, who the example of the people that they spend on his behalf, spend to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't spend to show off. They don't spend because it is tax deductible, because it is going to show up that they are Mr. Generous or whatever, or whatever motive other than pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, for those, it is like a one seed. And this seed, it came with the cones of wheat that it has 100 seeds. One turned out to be 100. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it got 7 cones and everyone got 100. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiply based on the purity of your intention. Having the good intention, even when you don't act, having the good intention by its own self, and you don't act, Allah rewards you for it. One day, a man came to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it was a fame. Very, very bad year. No food, they are in a real crisis. And he said, he tried, he hugged Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam from the back. And he said, ya Rasulullah, wallahi law amliku Uhud, latabarra'tu bihi fi sabilillah. If I have a Uhud, a gold, I will donate it in the cause of Allah just to see you happy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send Jibreel and tell him, ya Muhammad, tell that man Allah accepted his sadaqah. accepted the weight of the mountain of Uhud gold as a sadaqah, and he didn't move one single bit. That can show you the importance of the good intention. وَالْعَيَزُ بِاللَّهِ. And what happened with the bad intention? When you do bad things, even when you are doing things that it seems good, but it is for yourself or to please the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Furqan, وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. Imagine that situation for a second. You are meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thinking that you did what you did, and you are in a very good position, or at least a reasonable position, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reject everything you have. What you gonna do? What gonna be the case? There is no more opportunities. There is no more chances. It is only one shot, and you better make the best out of it. You have to examine your intention. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ya'lamu kha'inatul a'yun wa ma takhfi as-sudur. Allah knows even what kha'inatul a'yun, when even your eye deceive you and look without control to something forbidden. وَمَا تَخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. And what hide inside your soul. Allah knows that. And وَلِعَزُوا بِاللَّهِ. Another thing you need to know. Bad intention turn the lawful to non-lawful, to forbidden. When you go to marry, and you promise to give the dowry, and you have no intention to give the dowry, and you are playing games, and you already got married, you are living in adultery in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe your wife is not, but you are. When you borrow something from somebody, and you do with the intention, and you don't have intention to return it back, you are already committed the crime of stealing in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is very easy to borrow, but it is very hard to give back. For every time something holding you back is holding you out of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy. Remember that. Now we need to know what is the good deed. We need to separate, please, between two things. A good deed and a noble deed. Noble deed is an act or say that you do and benefit others. Benefit yourself and benefit others. But it is not for with the intention to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody is going to run for election, and he keep giving donations, the propaganda, building good building, hospitals, orphans, whatever. If that has something benefit others, yes. If that's something good, yes. Is it acceptable? No. This is where we need to wake up. So here, for the noble deed, the intention is not to please Allah. But what qualify the deed to be amalun salih, inshallah, will be accepted? Two things. And please remember them. Number one, the intention. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mamati wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. Number two, it is in halal. Another thing we need to know about the intention. Sometimes the people do forbiddens, thinking what they are doing is justifying what they are doing by doing a good deed, using whatever, like the one who use a riba, wal'ayazu billah, or usury, and take that money and donate it. And he says, I'm helping poor and needy, and everyone have hundreds of ways to justify his or her attitude. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about something wrong, that means it is wrong. You are not going to know more than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislate. And Allah ya'lamu antum la ta'lamun. Allah all knowing and you don't. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the one who do a good deed from unlawful source is like the one who try to purify his own thawb, his own robe, by washing it in urination. Can you imagine? The more you try to wash, the more you make it impure, the more you make it filthy. That's how it is. So, good deed, there is no justification for forbiddings with the intention that you are benefiting others. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness. And help us to see ourselves as ourselves. And help us to identify our weak points and our shortcomings. And help us to study the teaching of the Holy Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so we can live in peace and die in peace, and in the hereafter inshaAllah we'll be in peace and we'll be among the companion of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. Alhamdulillah. والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى آتاه الله اليقين. Now, like I said it is earlier, and I'm trying to make it short because I know everybody tried to go back to his work inshallah. Now, how we develop and maintain the good intention. Like I said at the beginning, it is awful hard. Sometimes when we do things, especially when we do it as a routine or as automatic, it's awful hard to know the intention. Most of us, we don't sit down and say, why I am doing what I am doing, or why I am saying what I am saying. We just act. So how are we going to know it? How we train ourselves? How to develop the skills? It is a skill. It is a part of the skills that we are required to develop in this life. How we develop it? Number one, feel, not know. Feel. You are watched 24/7 by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِن تُبْدُوا وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبْكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ وَمَا مِن صَغِيرَةِ وَلَا كَبِيرَةِ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا اللَّهِ. Be aware, you are under surveillance 24/7. And not what you do is the 24/7. Is what's in your heart and your mind is watched and analyzed and well known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 24/7. Yaqeen. If you know, if you really believe that the happiness of this life and the happiness in the hereafter in doing what Allah ordered you to do, and stay away from what Allah ordered you to stay away from, you will find yourself automatically going to that intention. We all very obedient believers. As long as there is no contradiction between what Allah wants and what we want. We all very good obedient. But when there is a contradiction, are we saying sami'na wa ata'na, we hear, we obey, or we say sami'na wa asayna, we hear and we disobey? That's the difference. That's the bottom line. Do you really feel that everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained on you, all the experiences that you're going through in your life, it is for your own good, for your own benefit? If you want some little help in this point, remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who trained your mother and father how to love you and how to look after you. He is the one who trained them to do that. So what he got for you then, and the more he is holding you back, the more you run further away. Al-yaqeen, feeling that what Allah ordained is for your best interest. Loyalty. What does loyalty means? When I say this is a, he is a very loyal person, that means what? Means that that person fulfill his or her commitment regardless what the environment is, regardless what the price is, will fulfill the commitment. When you said ashhadu an la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, you did not do only a declaration. How good is it when I say it is raining outside today? It wouldn't make any difference. It is already raining outside there. That's a fact. The essence, the soul of the shahada is the commitment. It is a contract between you and between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you say la ilaha, no one to be obeyed other than you. It could have been la rabba, and it is right. But what is after? Everybody accepted rububiyya. No one, wala in sa'altahum man khalaqa as-samawati wal ard, la yaqulun Allah. The rububiyya, the lordship, is not a problem. Where is the problem for the mankind in the uluhiyya, in submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And that should become the value of Sayyidina Ibrahim. وَإِسْقَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Submit, he submitted. Obey. When you say لا إله, that means I will never obey other than Allah. When you say Muhammad Rasulullah, according to the way that Muhammad ibn Abdullah did it, I am riding in his footsteps. That is a commitment. And this commitment need wafa, need loyalty till the last second. We need it. Inshallah, there is another khutbah about it. It's going to be internet. You can pick it up in regard to that issue. That your commitment to la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. But in very, very quick, you are saying, Ya Allah, I will never obey other than you. Ya Allah, I will do my best to learn and apply what you want me to do. I will do my best to protect La ilaha illallah, and I will do my best to propagate La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And the last element, so you can make your intention grow healthy and maintain it and keep it pure, is the sabr, the patience. You need patience. You need patience when you need, when you find yourself want to do something because it makes you feel good. It makes you, gonna get you some benefit to you, gonna do this, gonna do that. It needs a lot of patience to discipline yourself and say, no, I will do this for Allah, not for myself. I will do this for Allah, not for the people. You need a lot of patience. Do you think when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, why? Why this one only? There is a lot of akhlaq, another other akhlaq. But why this superiority to the concept of patience? Why it is that up? Because it is the most challenging one to your entity, and it is the most challenging to your nature, and the most challenging to your intention. You need a lot of patience to do it. The bottom line of the khutbah, inshaAllah, this is the time to evaluate what you are doing. Life is one time, and it is extremely short, and a lot more shorter than you think. You know, and I know, right there in this gathering, may Allah bless their souls, a lot of people, they were sitting exactly the same way, and they were standing the same here, and they are not with us anymore. May Allah bless their soul. Your turn is coming. Be ready for it. And there is nothing can get you ready better than your intention. Have the intention right. To maintain it in a daily basis, stay with your five prayer, never compromise them. Do whatever it takes to do the five prayer. Don't go sleep without them. إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي. Two, read the Quran every day. Take a little bit, but be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be with the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, dua. Allah, mercy. He said, in the dua, I am making up for all your shortcomings. All your shortcomings, anything you do, there is a shortcoming in it. And I'm making up by giving you opportunity to say, Ya Allah, accept. Use it. This perfect license. Use it, we all need it. The fourth and the last, do your best to be with a good company. You cannot cut it alone. And you will not cut it alone. Make time. It is your life. Make time to be with a good company. Let us start having a halaqah in each other's homes to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do a zikr, to study a Quran, to build a community, to build a brotherhood. If you have those four, inshaAllah, Allah will purify your heart and purify your intention. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and guidance, and accept our apology for all our shortcomings and all our mistakes and all our misunderstanding and all our bad behaviors, and give us the wisdom and the courage to have a good starting point where we started to learn together the teaching of the Holy Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and apply them in our life so we can live in peace and we die in peace, and inshallah in the hereafter will be in peace and will be among the companion of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. Ibadallah, قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحون. عباد الله إن الله ينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر.